Yeah. Oh, there you are. I'm confused. Just who is this Godzilla guy?
Yes, wise one, please teach us.
I don't know if you're ready for this.
Oh, please, Mr. Joel, please come on. Please.
All right, okay, my little robot friends, but we only pass this way once. This is called the Godzilla Genealogy Bop. Would you hit it, Professor Cambot? In order to know Godzilla, we've got to look into his past.
You know, studying genealogy is going to be a blast.
You got it, little robot pal. We're swinging into high.
Hey, come on, let's cut to the chase, you couple of geeks, and get to the family tree.
Well, it started with a nuclear blast and pets that were released.
Oh, like baby alligators and other nasty beasts?
Right. The fusion reaction caused them to grow 1,000 times their size.
Well, that explains Godzilla's attractive tail and thunderous thigh.
Right, now you're getting it, little buddy, but now we must move on.
Uh-huh.
Godzilla's not the only one to benefit from the A-bomb.
Yeah, look, there's Auntie Ness from Scotland's Loch. They married in the spring, and their firstborn was Godzuki. And now we begin to sing.
Godzuki went to Hollywood and aged it to the stars. He had an affair with Lorna Luft and smoked a big cigar.
And out of the lusty Luft affair, Ron Perlman resulted.
You know, surgery was considered for him, but nobody was consulted. No, I didn't.
Then Ron met Yoko Ono, and they began to spawn a couple of hundred horrible things as green as forest lawn.
There they are. There's Kermit the Frog, the Swamp Thing, Hulk, and Ernest Borgnine, too.
But Ernest Borgnine isn't green.
Well, you put him on a boat, and he is.
What?
Hey, who's that down at the bottom? A wallowing in a shame.
Oh, that's just Steve Gutenberg, a Police Academy fame.
Huh.
To wrap it up, the worst mutation?
No, you don't suppose.
Oh, yes it is. The horror of horrors. Kyle Walden's down.
Commercial sign on